Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. An Oaks woman was arrested last week and charged with possession of methamphetamine with intent to manufacture and deliver. 43-year-old Megan Rudnick was arrested September 26th in Oaks. A statement given by Oaks Police Officer Matt O'Brien says, quote, "The Oaks Police Department, with the assistance of multiple agencies, conducted two separate search warrants last week that are currently both under further investigation." O'Brien went on to say he probably can give another statement sometime next week. Rudnick's preliminary hearing is set for October 29th at 10 a.m. A 25-year-old man is accused of fatally stabbing another man following a fight at a Williston apartment. Police were called to the building about midnight Tuesday, where they found the body of 24-year-old Ricky Waitman in a hallway. Witnesses told investigators Waitman and Rasul Jamal Ali Shah Jr. were hanging out earlier that night and later argued in the hallway before the victim was stabbed. North Dakota health officials say the number of confirmed cases of vaping-related illnesses is growing. The State Department of Health says four cases have been confirmed and three others are probable cases. Previously, there was one confirmed case and six probable cases. From Minnesota Public Radio, if you're a Comcast customer trying to watch the Twins this Friday, the chances are you won't be able to watch. The game will be exclusively on MLB Network, which costs Comcast customers an extra $10. AT&T, Cox, DirecTV, Dish, Frontier, Sling TV, and many other providers will offer a free trial of the channel until next week. Game 1 is the only Twins game that is not on Fox Sports. From ValleyNewsLive.com, the first case of the flu has been reported in North Dakota, and health officials are encouraging everyone 6 months and older to get their flu shots. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, NewsDakota.com.